Сейчас вы знаете, какое время.
You know what time we're having in church right now? It is the time of the great fast. And at least a few words should be said about it.
Because
sometimes people have a wrong opinion about it. When the church established these fasts, it had a very serious goal. You know that according to the Christian teaching, a human being is not just a soul, a human being is not just a body, a human being is a soul and a body. So we can see and understand the interconnection of the soul and body in a human being. We can think about something all the time and get so upset that we feel physically bad. When our body suffers, we suffer too. Maybe you know the following story. It's sort of a joke, but it makes a very important point. One man who had a neighbor bought a picture and he wanted to put it on the wall. He needed to hammer a nail, and he didn't have a hammer. So he decided to go to his neighbor to borrow the hammer. Then he started thinking, no, yesterday he walked past me without even looking at me. It seems to me that he took offense at me, and not only did he take offense at me, he must be angry at me, and he probably hates me. And this track of thought resulted in the fact that he ran up to this neighbor and said, "Go to hell with your hammer." The neighbor was shocked. "What hammer are you talking about?" Indeed, it is very important what is happening in our souls. One of the great thinkers of the 19th century, aristocrat by birth, who received an excellent education, who took part in different meetings with Pushkin, Krylov, and so on. Pushkin spoke very highly of him. I'm talking about Saint Ignatius Brinchaninov, who was an aristocrat who could have a vertical career because the Tsar and his wife favored him. He was extremely talented, a brilliant man. He could win any prize, as we would say now. This man became a monk. Oh, that's so terrible. His parents renounced of him. He became extremely poor, and so on. That's an amazing personality. He's unique. He is not an example for us. But what I would like to say, he left us a great heritage, his books, his writings, and there he expresses a very important idea, which idea? He says, just imagine a ship loaded with different valuable objects. This ship is in the open sea, and it needs to dock at the marina, and there are some dangerous places like underwater rocks. And just one wrong movement, and the ship
который влачится сзади у его кормы.
And he says,
называется
all the movement of the ship depends on just one small board,
направляет движение
корабля в
Он может погибнуть, он может пройти.
And the life of the ship depends on it. So this steering wheel is the thought of a human being. This thought can be expressed in our ideas, plans, attitude to other people, attitude to ourselves, to our affairs.
So,
a thought has a great meaning, and when we are talking about fasting, above all, we are talking about what is happening inside us. Can I control my thoughts?
Которые называются заповедями Христовыми. Заповеди Христовы замечательны. Я удивляюсь, что как-то находятся люди, которые протестуют.
Of Jesus Christ. These commandments are wonderful.
В своей семье не кради,
they are wonderful because they are just like don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat on your family, don't be vain, don't be proud. I'm always surprised when some people protest against this, because if people lived according to these commandments, that'd be paradise on earth. So first of all, fasting is about
keeping our thoughts in check
and comparing them to God's commandments. That's
what is the most important thing
in this undertaking which the church calls the fast. Because the most important thing is what is happening inside me. Because, of course, on the outside I can be a nice person, but inside I can be pure devil. If I look at myself, indeed, I'm jealous of someone. There's someone who I don't like. There's someone who I don't love. So, actually, I'm the only normal person here. What a disappointment. You see, that's terrible when inside a person
there is
no life according to the commandments. Commandments are not God's orders. And by the way, that's not the law of God. You know, this understanding came from the West, and we shouldn't really repeat it, because it's not about the law.
Она умоляет, упрашивает,
does
делает все возможное для него, чтобы было хорошо, предупреждает его, не делай того, какие законы, она не может сделать никаких законов.
Don't do this, because it's dangerous. Only a state can do that and give awards if you stick to the law or punishes for the opposite. God is love, and God's commandments are nothing but just only a warning. Please, don't go there. It's an abyss. Don't go there. There are wild animals. Don't do that. It's dangerous. So the commandments are not the laws. And if you don't abide by the law, you get punished. It's nothing like that.
God
warns us about the dangers which expect a person in case of misbehavior, of maybe some bad actions. So really, I would prefer that our manuals shouldn't be called God's law, I mean at schools, because it's about love, it's not about law.
Поскольку уж такое время. Так, когда мы говорим о посте, что самое главное в нем?
So what is the bottom line of the fast? The most important thing is to try to remember about the commandments, to remember that I am as a personality, I am a being that can follow the right path,
которые буквально могут сокрушить жизнь человеческую.
I can
нужно понять простую вещь,
actually hit some underwater rocks, which can destroy my life. There are physical laws and biological laws, and in the same way, there are spiritual laws, like the laws of spiritual life. And they are expressed in the commandments. So don't do towards other people anything you wouldn't like to be done towards you. If only we believed that every time when I not just do something bad, but if I want something bad for another person, I stick a knife in myself. You see, the faith is very important, because if I believe that this is true, I will be so careful. I will do my best to fight my thoughts in order not to hurt myself. I hate someone else, and nobody knows about it, and I'm destroying myself. Indeed, a thought is a steering wheel of our lives. It goes without saying. There are spiritual laws which define human lives, and they make it indeed good or the opposite. So not so much depends on our financial well-being. There is a good Russian saying, in a shed, but to your liking, because you can live even in a castle, but you can have no peace of soul there. So when we are talking about the fast, first of all, we are talking about the attention to the state of my soul, to my thoughts. But we also understand that the state of my body also influences my soul. When I overeat, definitely I cannot pray well after that, of course. And it is very useful. And you should ask doctors about the use of this abstinence, and they will confirm indeed when you're eating. Please stop when you're still a little bit hungry. That's the best for your health. One of our Russian saints, Tikhon of Voronezh, said, abstain when eating, don't drink much, and you will be healthy. So it's just the general fact from medicine, of course, and the change of meals, that's very important. And abstinence in the amount of food is definitely very good. You know, when we overeat so much, we can hardly breathe. What prayer can we possibly talk about.
Когда мы говорим о посте, мы включаем что? И внимание телу своему.
Of course, it is also about attention to our body. We start treating it in a nice way, because before we just tortured our bodies.
And when the fast comes,
we can decide
not to
overeat. But the best way is, it is not easy, of course, but it's best for health. It is to stop eating when I'm still a little bit hungry. I know that I'm full. I know it from my experience. So here I should abstain.
Ой, какое важное дело начинается. Я наконец-то могу начать упражнение,
exercising my will a little bit. Because before I was like an animal. I want to eat, I ate. But here
я даже могу хоть немножко упражняться.
Exercise my will a little bit. It's so good for my body, for my will, for my spirit, for my conscience.
Пост, оказывается, о котором говорит церковь.
The fast the church is talking about
состоит в чем? В той вот душевной стороне или духовной стороне,
first of all,
в борьбе с своими мыслями.
Controlling my thoughts. And sometimes fighting my thoughts.
И мысли у нас, это знаете, это невероятно, что это творится. Представьте себе пыльную дорогу.
Just imagine a path in the forest, and any animal can walk alone it and leave traces. And when we let our thoughts in the same way walk inside us, we are turning ourselves into this dusty path where anything can leave traces. So there is such an ascetic term as fighting thoughts. And if only just this short period of our life, you know, maybe the period of fast, or just a few weeks of the fast, if we tried to make ourselves fight our thoughts,
что такое борьба? Ничего не думать?
But it's impossible to think nothing.
А что это такое тогда?
So, what am I talking about?
Вот здесь церковь предлагает нам.
And here the church offers us
прекрасные средства,
a great means,
которое дает человеку,
which gives a person
благо.
Such great good.
Однажды я был свидетелем разговора.
Once I witnessed the following very interesting conversation. Between an old priest and a woman. She was from a village, and she was complaining, I am lonely, I cannot communicate with my neighbors, I am so bored all the time, please help, what should I do? He looked at her and said, I will help you. If you wish. She said, of course, please.
Запомни, пожалуйста.
He said, please, memorize these words.
Господи Иисусе Христе,
Lord, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Try to say them as often as you can. No matter what you are doing. Maybe you are cleaning, cooking, gardening, it doesn't matter. So, and please say them with attention as often as you can. And he often called this prayer a Jesus' prayer, and he recommended it to many people, and they forgot.
And then,
again, 1 year later, this woman came to him and I was there. And she actually bowed to earth in front of him. She said, Father, my life became so full. I have such bliss in soul. My despondency and boredom faded away. I don't know how to thank you. And her face expression was full of joy. And this priest told me when she left, that's the first time in my life when I see the person who believed and fulfilled the recommendation, and that's the result that she got. And she experienced that God is good. You know, it's so curious that
что мы имеем, можем иметь. Помните, может быть, однажды
we can have писали, the following. Maybe you remember there were some films about that and books when in America there was the golden fever, when everyone was chasing gold, and they went there and brought back the sacks with gold, and they were killing each other, and so on. The golden fever of the gold rush. You see what it made to people. They were ready for crimes, they were ready for such hard work to get some gold. For how long? Well, he doesn't know, maybe he will get killed on his way. And even if he comes back, he is mortal, and he forgot about it. And we have treasure not there in some jungles of Brazil. The heaven or the kingdom of heaven is inside you. That's where the paradise is, that's where the bliss is, and it cannot be compared to anything else, and it cannot be taken away by anything, including death.
So,
if someone started claiming that, you would say, stop talking rubbish, but no. We have the great historical experience of the Christian Church. A great number of saints, assets, Christians indeed, people of different epochs, starting from the first century and until the 20th century, people of a different educational level, of a different social status, physically different people, so absolutely different people who didn't know each other,
who
started living according to the commandments of gospel, came to the same amazing result, as the apostle said, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." So it's not a fairy tale, it's the reality confirmed by an endless number of people and their experience. When do we recognize the scientific data? When it is confirmed with experience, we say yes, that's the case. The greatest good, the kingdom of heaven, is inside every person. But we should remember that the hell is in the same place.
И рай или ад будет внутри меня, а каз от меня зависит.
So it depends on me.
Поверю
if there is
я, как вот эта простая женщина-крестьянка,
inside me.
Которая стала усердной,
it depends
с усилием,
on if I believe like this.
Да. Понуждать себя к этой краткой, замечательной молитве.
Village,
молиться стала она.
If I make myself
прибегла
pray
ли она к Богу? Да. И получила какое-то благо. Или напротив.
She turned to God,
да,
and she
да, говорят,
had such an amazing result. And
я
maybe
скажу,
I hear, yes, I need to pray.
Рукой.
Yes, I need to pray.
Ну,
so I go
например,
to church.
Фартучек, то есть и петрохиль накинь, да. Причащусь.
Then I
и каким
just
я был,
wave my hand, then I go to the priest, he reads a prayer, and then I tell about my sins without any repentance. Then I take communion without thinking, and then I become extremely proud, and I'm such a devil inside, and I keep seen, oh, I am a Christian, and who are they?
Справа распятый от Христа, первый
and we forget
враг.
That the bandit crucified on the right of Jesus Christ was the first person to enter the paradise, and the Orthodox people, like theologians, Pharisees, and so on,
не приняли сами себя
were rejected by Christ because they did not accept him.
Так вот, видите,
so, you see,
оказывается,
it turns out that
перед нами открыто.
The situation is
два
as follows.
Пути.
We have two ways
я могу пойти туда, могу
and
сюда.
We can choose any. We can believe that indeed
есть.
The kingdom of heaven is inside
и
me
вот
or I can not believe and keep living my routine. You know, indeed, it is simply just routine. The same all over and over again every day. We get up, we have coffee or tea, then we run to work, then we keep working, then we get home, then we switch on TV, and then we fall asleep in front of TV, and then we get up, and then we do it all over again. And we are waiting for something. We are expecting for something to happen. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Oh, I can tell you, we are waiting for the change of the government, we are waiting for the new laws, or maybe for the strong country, and then, you know, I will die. You know, we forget about this. And Christianity gives a person an opportunity to have the right attitude and to acquire a priceless treasure, which is the peace of soul. Can you imagine? We just escape this terrible routine and we come down, we have the peace of soul and we have a good attitude towards all people, but we need to acquire it with an effort. What kind of an effort? It cannot be seen by anyone, but only by me.
Пост называется в церковных писаниях времени благоприятно.
Is called
время,
the good time period,
вот,
you know.
Говорят, вот вам отводим время,
sometimes
отводим
they give you some time to get
и
ready for something. So, you
туда
want to enter
бус, вот
the university.
Время.
Please, take your time.
Месяца.
You have 1 month
месяца,
and a half.
Приходите,
and then
поговорим.
Please come and we will speak.
Ох, какое время дается нам.
We have this time, let alone life. Let's take just this Lent, this fast, this time period, when we can at last concentrate and try not to pass judgments on other people, not to be irritated, not to be jealous of other people, just to control ourselves. And first we must start with our thoughts. That's where this invisible battle is going on, which actually shows me who I am indeed. And if I try to look objectively at myself, I can tell you who I am. It is so important to look at myself objectively.
So,
to look at myself as if I am an object. Let's look at myself. Who am I? Don't I want to become better? That's what the church is calling for during this amazing time. I hope that we try to use this time well to change ourselves, not other people. Oh no, not other people. We need to change ourselves. Because every person will be accountable only for their own actions and state of soul. So that's where we understand who we are, what we are striving for, what result of life we can get, especially if we believe that the eternity expects us and everything will open after our death, not just in front of us, but also in front of other people, because here we hide our thoughts and words from each other. But then just imagine that everything will be revealed. Oh, that's terrible. That's why we should avoid thinking or seeing something bad about other people. And then they say, is there hell or not? Well, just imagine right now, I go in the center of the city, enter the stage, enter in front of everyone, and you know, next to the stage, I have a pit. And everyone can suddenly see my soul, and I run and jump into this pit to hide from everyone. You see, it's such a shame. I'm ready to run away. You see, the faith is so important. It's so important to believe in the fact which is confirmed by a great number of human experiences. We must believe, and this will come true. What should I do? So that's the great good that the church offers us, the repentance. As in the computer, you can write anything, you can type anything, and then you erase. Erase completely, and that's it. And that's nothing. And the true repentance erases sins from my soul.
Дай Бог, чтобы мы в этот пост постарались.
Thank you.
Спасибо вам. Спасибо. Благодарю.